In our story today, Jesus encounters these people in need, the woman and Jairus, and they come to him with their faith. And he emphasizes how important that is, that they come in their faith. He says to the woman, "Your faith has saved you." And he says to Jairus, "Don't be afraid, just have faith." Do we exhibit this same faith in the power of God in our lives? In our time, it's often sort of thought to be, you know, unusual to have this kind of faith in God. We have science, and we have all these things that we know can prove this or that. And so faith in God and the power of God is sort of scoffed at, just as Jesus was scoffed at by the people in Jairus' house when he came in and he was going to heal the daughter. They had very little faith that he could do so. As Christians, we should always have faith in God and expect that He wants to help us. He wants to help us overcome the obstacles which we find in our lives, those things that hold us back or that keep us down. But especially, we should have faith that He wants us to be holy. He wants us to be sanctified. And He will do anything and everything He can to help us do that as long as we seek that and desire it. We should bear in mind also that the Lord expects us to follow His will daily in our lives. When we come to Mass, when we come to the Lord in prayer, do we expect to encounter Him? Do we expect to hear Him speak to us? Do we expect to hear the voice of the Lord speaking to us? How does Jesus respond to the requests in the Gospel today? He's not stingy, right? He's very generous, and He comes and he helps them. He wants to help us too. He has that lavish desire to help us. I think often we hold back from coming with our needs to the Lord. And we hold back from asking because we're afraid maybe that He won't answer, or that we're not sure if He's listening, or maybe there's something else going on. But if we come in faith and we ask the Lord for what we really need, what we really need for holiness, what we need for salvation, He will grant it. He certainly will. And we have that faith to ask. How often does our lack of faith keep us from asking for our needs? "No, Lord, I don't want to ask for that," or "That's a little too outrageous," or whatever. We make excuses. But no one should feel that they can't come to the Lord, that they can't come to Jesus and ask for their needs. We see that the woman in the Gospel today, she's almost afraid or ashamed to come to Jesus. It's as if she doesn't feel worthy to be in His presence. "You know, I'll just touch this cloak. I don't want to speak to Him, or I don't want to address Him, but I'll just do this." And hopefully none of us has ever felt that we couldn't come to the Lord, or that we shouldn't speak to Him, or that we shouldn't come and speak our hearts, our minds to Him. He wants to be with us. Do we have faith that He cares for us? Often I think the blockage is on our part. How often do we stifle the Spirit's work in our lives because of a lack of faith? I'm reminded of the passage in the Gospel where Jesus is in His own town. And he says to them, we hear that He did not do many mighty works or deeds there because of their unbelief. Very often, I think we get focused on our particular desires or a question or something that's bothering us or we're not unhappy with. And instead of asking the Lord and being open to the Lord what He wants to do in our lives, we focus in on our own little plan. "Lord, I want this to happen." And that's okay. It's okay to bring our request to Him. But we also should have in mind that the Lord wants to do great things in our lives. And in a sense, I think He always wants something greater than we can even understand or comprehend. I found this in my own life. I have a little plan or a little something that I want to do, and He has something so much greater, so much more than I could have imagined. He's always saying to me, "There's a more excellent way. Let me show you this more excellent way." So what are the desires that you have? What do you want most of all? Is this the same as what God wants for you. Very often the Lord allows us to have what we want on a certain level, and He leaves us feeling not quite satisfied or not quite content. And He uses this little discontent in our lives to draw us, to help us to see that we're made for so much more. We're made for something great. And we're never going to find total fulfillment here in this life, or in this life's gifts or things that we can attain in this life, whether it's power or pleasure or wealth or honor, whatever it is. None of those things will ultimately satisfy us. We might say, well, I'll believe it when I get those things. Or I at least want to get those things, and then maybe I'll agree with that statement. But, I think if we go that route, we're always going to be disappointed. And we could see this, right? We see this in the lives of, famous athletes or Hollywood stars. They have all those things. They have all those things that the world can offer. And yet they're not happy. They're still hungering for something more. And that points us to the truth that we're not made just for this life. But that we're not made to just be content with just this life, but that we're made for God. We have that hunger for God. Even in our gospel today, we see the truth of this. This woman was healed, and this child was raised from the dead. And yet, at some point in their lives, they came to their end here on earth. And we recognize that that's all of us. We will all come to our death at some point here on earth. And the question is, how have we responded to God? Have we had faith in Him? Are we trusting in Him? Are we seeking Him? So really, there's two points that I want to drive home here today. First, we have that faith in God. We have faith in Him, that He can do all things and that He will give us not just what we want, but what we need. What we need for holiness. Second, do we have our gaze fixed on the right horizon? Are we looking to heaven? Or are we rather fixed on the things of this earth? The things that are only temporary. The Lord wants us to go deeper than that. During the Mass, we have the time of the offertory, where we bring the bread and the wine and the water and our gifts forward. It's an action of the Mass. But in our hearts, we can be doing that same thing, bringing ourselves and placing ourselves on the altar or before the altar. Our needs, our wants, our failings even. We can bring all of these things and lay them at the feet of the Lord and say, Lord, here I am. Help me to have the faith to trust in You. Let's not miss these opportunities at each Mass to encounter the Lord, to bring ourselves into His presence, to make our requests known. If we want our prayers to be answered, we must ask in faith. We must ask for what we need, not just for what we want. We must ask with humility and with a gaze, our eyes fixed on heaven. Heavenly Father, we come to You today with our needs, with our fears, with the things that are on our hearts. And we lay them before You, and we ask You, Lord, to help us have that faith that You encourage us to have, that we may be fixated on the life that You want for us, that we may come at last to that eternal life with You in heaven. Amen.